Hi, it's Monday, October 11th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. Tomorrow, a handyman is stopping by my home to do some things, and one of the things I've asked him to do is to hang a bracket, install a bracket on the outside of my house, in the front of my house, so that I can fly the American flag. And I wanted to talk about why I'm doing that, because why I'm doing that is actually very different from why in the past I enjoyed displaying American flags. I grew up in the northeastern part of the United States, where overt patriotism is not something you see often. And so, although I like flags flying outside of homes for all different reasons, not just the American flag, I like people who fly foreign flags because that's the country of their genealogy, of their family history, people who fly the flag of Italy or the flag of Sweden or the flag of Israel, whatever, or for holidays when people fly, you know, flags that represent Halloween or whatever the holiday may be. I just think that's a very decorative and cool thing to do. And so I always enjoyed that. I always enjoyed seeing flags. When I moved down south, when I moved to Texas in 2013, it was a very different experience. The South, and particularly Texas, Texas is very proud of its Lone Star. It's very proud of its Lone Star statism. And it's very, if that's the right word to use in that context, and it's, I guess I would say it's Lone State status. And it's very proud of its flag. And there are humongous flags of the Lone Star State flying all over the place in front of businesses and in front of homes. And so I got a big kick out of that when I first moved to Texas. And in fact, the home I rented when I first moved here had a bracket on the outside of the home. And I did fly the American flag on occasion. I flew the Israeli flag as well, because at the time my daughter was serving as a volunteer in the Israeli army. Just about a year and a half ago, I moved. I had moved a couple of times since I first moved to Texas, but I moved to Waco, Texas, and didn't give a whole lot of thought to flag flying until recently. The reason that I'm putting the flag up now and making a point of having a bracket installed on the front, and I purchased the flag and I'm ready to go when the handyman gets here, is because of the state of the nation, because of where we are, because of the division, because of the condemnation of patriotism that seems to be the fashion of the day. For the very first time in my life, I'm flying the flag as a statement. It is a statement about my love of country. It is a statement about the Constitution. It's a statement about individual rights. It's a statement about states' rights. It's a statement about small government versus a behemoth centralized government. And it's a statement about oppression. It's a statement about making people take COVID-19 vaccines even if they don't want it. It's a statement about forcing children to address topics like gender fluidity in elementary school. It's a statement about the encroachment into privacy by big tech. It's a statement about pride in history, good, bad, and ugly. We are not a perfect nation, but we are a good nation. We are probably the most freedom-loving and freedom-actualizing nation that has ever existed on the face of the earth. And flawed as though we may be, no one is perfect, and that includes nations. Neither are nations perfect. To not be perfect is to not therefore be evil. And that's what's happened in this country lately. Somewhere there was a turn. And when we took that turn, it turned into, if you're not perfect as a nation, if you're flawed, as each one of us is as individuals, then you're bad, then you're evil, then you're shameful, then you're white and should acknowledge your privilege and be ashamed of your whiteness. Color shouldn't enter into it. I thought we were so beyond that with Martin Luther King. I thought when the Reverend King said, judge by the content of character, not by the color of skin, that was a seminal moment. And we had moved beyond that kind of judgment. Still not to say that we were perfect or that we had eliminated discrimination, or that you can ever eliminate bigotry in people who are of such low consciousness that they think they have the right to judge others as less than them. You're never going to alleviate that with legislation. You won't even alleviate it with oppression and dictatorial or totalitarian force. You simply won't. This has to do with human nature and the human heart and the human consciousness. It has nothing to do with legal systems or justice systems. And so the flag that I'm flying is my effort to say to my neighbors and to anyone who drives by that wokeness or not, extreme leftism in the Democratic Party or not, I'm proud to be an American. And I'm hoping that something happens as a result of flying that flag, because I noticed something. I noticed in the last month or so, two other neighbors have put flags out. And I don't believe they were there before. And I'm beginning to think that they've done it for the same. I've begun to think that they have done it for the same or similar reasons. And what I'm hoping is that it will motivate others to do the same, to make a visual, individual statement about where I stand, where you stand as an American citizen, proud to be such. You know, I often hear people from totalitarian countries, people from Nicaragua, from El Salvador, from all of South and Central America that are under oppression. Those people of color are flooding our border. Why? Why come to a country that is, quote, systemically racist, end quote? It's because we're not. They're coming because they know this country is still the last best hope for freedom on the planet, flawed as we may be. No one tries to escape the United States, but people try to escape other countries and get here on a daily basis. And they do it by the tens of thousands, as witnessed by, and actually the hundreds of thousands, as witnessed by what's coming across our southern border. And regardless of the political motivation of the people who've encouraged them to come, regardless of the Biden administration or the left extreme voices of the Democrat Party, those people aren't coming for political reasons. The political agenda is hoping to benefit from those people coming, but they're not coming because they're dying to be Democrats. They're coming because they're dying to be Americans. And they're willing to die to be Americans, because it's still the best place to be on the planet. And it's still filled with the greatest opportunity. And it still defies class systems. And even if we currently suffer from capitalism gone awry, even if we currently suffer from the fact that the high-tech million and billionaires and the non-tech million and billionaires and the elitist politicians are running the show, it's a temporary glitch. We'll get through this. We'll get through this. The people will be heard. You know, all of those parents who are showing up at school board meetings, who have, because of COVID, been home watching their kids do online learning and finally seeing what their children are learning, and took offense at what their children were being taught, and are now showing up at school board meetings and are now the object of oppression by the Biden administration. And I will do a little detail on that in just a moment. Those parents are indicative of a movement that's happening in this country, a movement of people who are refusing, whether it is refusing to allow their children to be taught principles and values that are antithetical to not only the nation's history, but to the particular values and principles of those families who pay the taxes that send those children to those schools and pay the salaries of those teachers and pay for the buildings in which those students are learning things that are antithetical to what the parents want their children to learn. It's indicative of a movement. Also indicative of a movement are the people who are willing to not show up for work and lose their jobs rather than inject into their bodies something they don't want. For whatever reason, it's not my place or yours to judge why they choose not to get a vaccine. It's only our place to honor that choice as freedom of choice, as respect for their own bodies. And by the way, if it's all about preventing one single person from dying, then we ought to be simultaneously railing against abortions. But that's another story and a rabbit hole I won't go down right now. I will, however, briefly speak about the parents who are showing up at the board meetings. There was a letter that was sent this week to Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General of the United States, and it was sent by American First Legal is the name of the organization. And the letter said in part, quote, "In early September, the Biden administration's stakeholders held discussions regarding avenues for potential federal action against parents with a key Biden Domestic Policy Council official, Jane Doe number one, and White House staff, John Doe number one," end quote. Why is that important? Well, because they're flagging the fact that the White House and the Domestic Policy Council met to talk about actually what to do with these parents who have the audacity to show up at school board meetings and speak their mind. And then on or about September 29th, citing legal authorities, including the Patriot Act. Now think about this. The Patriot Act was passed after 9/11 to go after foreign terrorists. That's what it was initially passed for. So on or about September 29th, citing legal authorities, including the Patriot Act, the National School Boards Association made public a letter demanding federal action against parents, citing authorities, including the Patriot Act. So there was collusion between the National School Boards Association, the Domestic Policy Council of the Biden administration, and White House personnel. That collusion is illegal. And they colluded so that Merrick Garland, our illustrious attorney general, would issue the memo he did on October 4th, saying that the FBI would be working with federal, state, and local authorities to receive complaints about any school board members who were potentially harassed. They couldn't say who were threatened with violence, because none have been, who were potentially harassed by parents. Now, the FBI has no business, because what this actually does is make parents domestic terrorists. In employing the Patriot Act, in including the FBI in the investigation, and I would say the oppression and intimidation of parents, you're making parents domestic terrorists. So that flag that I'm going to fly starting tomorrow is my voice, is my way of saying, my visual symbol on the front of my house, no, not me, I will not sit down. Because like Abraham Lincoln, I'm going to read you something that Lincoln said. Quote, "I know that the great volcano at Washington, aroused and directed by the evil spirit that reigns there, is belching forth the lava of political corruption in a current broad and deep, which is sweeping with frightful velocity over the whole length and breadth of the land, bidding fair to leave unscathed no green spot or living thing, while on its bosom are riding like demons on the waves of hell, the imps of that evil spirit, and fiendishly taunting all those who dare resist its destroying course with the hopelessness of their effort. And knowing this, I cannot deny that all may be swept away. Broken by it, I too may be. Bow to it, I never will. The probability that we may fall in the struggle ought not to deter us from the support of a cause we believe to be just. It shall not deter me." End quote. That's it in a nutshell, folks. It shall not deter me. I hope it shall not deter you. Whether it's a flag flying or a blog post you write or an article you send in or a conversation you have with a neighbor or a friend or even a stranger. Make yourself known. Take a stand. It's time. I quote him all the time. But Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German Lutheran pastor who tried to bring down Hitler, said in one of his many memorable statements, "Not to speak is to speak. Not to stand is to stand. This is a time when not standing will put you on the wrong side of the highest outcome for humanity." Thank you for listening. I'm Carol Gold. I'll be back here again on Wednesday. Until then, put all this into your brain and, of course, think for yourself.